This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we inch closer toward the culmination of St. Luke's Gospel with Crucify, Crucify, Father, Forgive, Jesus, Remember Me, Into Your Hands, and Burial. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted, and he raised.
When Abraham is very old, his wife Sarah is dead, he has in mind to find a wife for his only son Isaac, but he does not want Isaac to marry outside the family. He gets his trusted servant to swear that should he die beforehand, he would see to it that Isaac gets a family not from among the Canaanites, but from among Abraham's family. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 9th of May. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Isaac and Rebekah in Genesis chapter 24. Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. Then we'll spend some time talking about the vocation of congregational elder with Pastor Timothy Mack, author of the book Pastors and Elders, Caring for the Church and One Another. Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Why did Abraham make his servant swear to find his son Isaac a wife from his own family?
The reason he did that is he did not want Isaac to marry from the Canaanites. And the Sunday school material from Enduring Faith has a little paragraph where it says, it's important to Abraham that Isaac not marry a local woman because the local women did not follow the one true God. Abraham knows how important it is that Isaac and his wife both be followers of God. And that's a very important lesson for the Sunday school students to understand that as they look forward to being married, one should marry someone who is of the same faith as the husband, primarily Lutheran.
Why did Abraham forbid the servant from taking Isaac along when he went to find him a wife?
He was afraid that if Isaac had gone, that therefore God would not be really in charge of finding the woman. And so Abraham had told his servant, namely, that he should go to the land where his relatives were, and God would provide a way that he would be able to know who would be the wife of Isaac. And you can just imagine if Isaac had gone, maybe he would have preferred another woman, and maybe even somebody who wasn't a follower of God. So Abraham, as we well know, loved following God's word. He left his land and went to Canaan. He was about to sacrifice his son Isaac, thinking that God would just raise him again from the dead. And so that faith had all of these examples where Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to Isaac. And so Abraham knew that God would be the one who would make all the right decisions. That's found, by the way, in Solomon's book on Proverbs, that the path of a man is always directed by God. And so Abraham had such faith in that and was willing that Isaac not have to go to the land to choose for himself his own wife.
How did the servant go about finding Isaac a wife?
Well, the servant did go to the land, and he talked and made a request from God himself, namely, that when he got to the land, he would say, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham. And he said, this is verse 13 of chapter 24, Behold, I'm standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. May the young woman to whom I shall say, Please let down your jar that I may drink, and who shall say, Drink, and I will water your camels, let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master. And before he was finished speaking to God, behold, Rebekah appeared, and she was really related to Abraham and came out to the water, and she quickly, what did she do? She allowed him to drink from the jar, and then she gave water to the camels. Now, we know that from chapter 24, he had brought with him 12 camels, and they drank a lot of water. So she had to go back to the well each time to get more water. And there's a little exercise that enduring faith has for the children. It would have taken Rebekah a long time to provide enough water for 10 camels. Put two buckets at one end of where you want students to race. Put a container of water at the other end. And the students should race by using plastic cups to bring water one trip at a time to fill their team's bucket at the other end of the racetrack. Now, that's done to help the students recognize how long it would have taken Rebekah to give water to the 10 camels that the servant had brought with him.
How did the servant respond when he saw this sign?
When he saw the sign, well, the servant took a gold ring weighing a half shekel and two bracelets for Rebekah's arms, weighing 10 gold shekels, and said, Please tell me whose daughter you are. Is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? And then she said, whom she was related to, and she said, We have plenty of both straw and fodder and room to spend the night. Now, the reason she mentioned straw and fodder in verse 25 is for the camels. And what did the man do? Did he bow his head and worship Rebekah? No. The man bowed his head and worshiped the Lord and said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness toward my master. As for me, the Lord has led me to the way to the house of my master's kinsmen. And that's the response on the part of the servant of Abraham, who realized that God was in charge, and therefore he really responded joyfully when Rebekah actually not only gave him something to drink, but also his 10 camels.
So what happened when the servant came to Laban's house?
Well, Laban was the brother of Rebekah. And as soon as Laban heard about the man and he saw the bracelets on Rebekah's arms and heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, thus the man spoke to me, he went to the servant. And behold, he was standing by the camels in the spring, and he said to him, Come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the house and a place for the camels. So the man came to the house, unharnessed the camels, gave straw and fodder to the camels, and there was water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him, because one man couldn't just take care of 10 camels. Then food was set before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have said what I have to say. And then he was asked, okay, speak on. Why did you come here? And he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become great. He has given Abraham flocks and herds, silver and gold, male servants and female servants, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and said to him, he has given all that he has. Now my master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, that's in the land in which he dwelt, but you shall go to my father's house and to my clan and take a wife for my son. And then the servant says to Abraham, what if the wife decides not to follow me? And what does Abraham say to that? Have you made a vow that you will bring a woman who meets the requirements back to my son Isaac? However, if she will not come with you, then you will be free from the oath that you have made. And if they will not give her to you, you will be free from the vows that you have made. And so this is what the servant is telling the family of Laban, who is the brother of Rebekah. I came today to the spring and said, here's the way I would want you to tell me who the woman was. And Rebekah fulfilled what he was looking for, giving him a drink and his camels. So I put a ring on her nose and bracelet on her arms, and then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me by the right way to take the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. And then he says, now then, verse 49, if you're going to show steadfast love and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And so that's the message that the servant was given to the house of Laban.
We are hearing about how Abraham got a wife for his son Isaac, teaching a Sunday school lesson in Genesis 24 with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. When we come back, Rebekah receives a blessing.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we inch closer toward the culmination of St. Luke's Gospel with Crucify, Crucify, Father, Forgive, Jesus, Remember Me, Into Your Hands, and Burial. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our Christian faith is under constant attack, and we must be proactive in keeping our children in the church. At Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, we believe that an education rooted in God's Word is one that stands against the very gates of hell. Nothing in this world is more important. Offering a rigorous classical Lutheran education, we provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through grade 12. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
Is your child struggling at school? Are you thinking about homeschooling? Would you like help knowing what to teach and how to teach it? The Simply Classical curriculum from Memoria Press provides an enriching, step-by-step classical Christian education for students who have autism, learning or behavioral difficulties, ADHD, and more. You'll find everything you need, including daily lesson plans to guide your way. Learn more at simplyclassical.com. Use LPR23 to save on your order. Simplyclassical.com.
We are teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. Isaac getting a wife. It's Genesis 24, selected verses. Tom, what blessing did Laban speak to Rebekah?
Well, Laban and Methuel, namely her father, answered and said, "The thing has come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master, as the Lord has spoken." And when Abraham's servant heard that, again he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord. And the servant brought out jewelry of silver and of gold and garments and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave to her brother and to her mother, by the way, Bethuel was her mother, not father, costly ornaments. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank. They spent the night there. And when they rose in the morning, he said, "Send me away to my master." But then her brother and her mother said, "No, let the young woman remain with us for at least 10 days. After that, she may go." And then the servant said, "Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." And they said, "Okay, let's call Rebekah and ask her." So they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And then verse 58, she said, "I will go." So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you become thousands of 10,000s, and may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate." Then Rebekah and her young women arose and rode on the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and began his trip back to Abraham and Isaac.
And when the servant brings Rebekah back, how do Isaac and Rebekah meet?
Well, Isaac had returned from Beer Lahairoi and was dwelling in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening. And he lifted up his eyes, and he saw, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that had happened. Then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, who had already died, and married Rebekah. She became his wife, and he loved her. And in this way, God comforted Isaac after his mother's death. And that's really about the very important story of Isaac and Rebekah, which of course then leads on to them having children, and their children, of course, were Esau and Jacob, and then Jacob married both Leah and Rachel, and through them had the 12 sons, including Joseph. And you know what happened to him on his way to Egypt. Be that as it may, that's kind of a chronology of how this all started, with God making sure that Isaac would be married to a woman of the same faith.
How does this account show us God's faithfulness to his covenant with Abraham?
It shows us that God had made promises to Abraham that through him would come Isaac, who would be a blessing to many, many nations. And through him would come from the seed of Sarah, which had begun with the seed of Eve, a Savior. And that was, of course, the conception of the Virgin Mary when Jesus was born as a human being. And all this is part and parcel of God's work. Nowhere in the Bible do we as human beings contribute to our salvation. We instead are saved by God through the death and the resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. And because of that, our sins have been forgiven. Heaven is our home, and we get the promises of baptism and the Lord's Supper and the assurance of the forgiveness of sins. So I would take some time in convincing the students that as they get into the area, they'd be too young for it, most of the Sunday school children, but when they're looking for a wife, the most important thing to do, since they're members of the Lutheran Church, should be to get a wife who has the same Lutheran confession as they have, because that will result, and you and I know that, Todd, because of our wives who have the same faith as we have, and it results in a wonderful marriage and a time when God has blessed us sincerely with that which he had promised all the way back to Abraham, to make sure that the wife was one of the same Lutheran faith.
Finally, what's the law and gospel of this lesson?
The law and gospel is that a lot of times we just simply don't trust God for what we need. We have a need and we ask God to fulfill it. But a lot of times we simply don't trust that he's going to fulfill it. And there are times when we look at our prayers and they don't seem to have been answered. But we forget that every time we ask him to keep a promise, he will definitely keep that promise. We just have to ask him. So when we baptize an infant, we ask him, please give that infant faith. And we don't have to say, if it be his will. It is his will, and the child receives faith. But then we have prayers where we're asking God for things that he has not promised. And in those situations, we follow the example of Jesus. Not my will, but thy will be done. And guess what? God's will is always done to our good. Romans 8:28. And therefore, God always answers our prayers in a positive way and provides all that he believes we really need, including forgiveness, life, and salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of the radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.
Folks, as we approach the end of another school year, are you looking for a new school option for 2023-24? Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas provides a classical Lutheran education for kindergarten through 12th grade. They also offer online classes with student-teacher interaction for high school students worldwide. Find out more at flsplano.org, Faith Lutheran School, Plano, Texas, flsplano.org. We'll be talking about the vocation of congregational elder with Pastor Timothy Meck next. How do you respond to the assertion, "I like Jesus, but I'm not sure about the church"? Find out in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Gathered by Christ, The Overlooked Gift of the Church. Learn more about this new resource at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Gathered by Christ, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, issuesetc.org or 1-800-325-3040.
Bless you and keep you.
Lord, listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
What makes a church unique? Perhaps we should ask, what makes a church faithful? Calvary Lutheran Church of Elgin, Illinois, continually learns Christ's doctrine, simply explained in the Small Catechism. This doctrine teaches us Christ crucified, who even today comes and serves his baptized children in word and sacrament to forgive, strengthen, and teach us for daily life. This, Christ's own work among us, makes and keeps Calvary Lutheran Church faithful. Visit us at clce.org.
Luther Academy provides additional theological education for our mission partners around the world, specifically pastors who are asking for additional education but do not have the necessary resources in their own church bodies. By donating to Luther Academy today, you will be supplying food, housing, books, professors, and travel for Lutheran pastors who attend our conferences. To learn more about Luther Academy and how you can donate today, visit lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com.
Keeping the message straight. Getting the message out. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At the center of our campus is Kramer Chapel, and there's a reason for that.
Issues Etc. guest, Dr. Arthur Just.
Because it is the heartbeat of Concordia Theological Seminary. It is where we go to hear the voice of Jesus and frequently be fed with the body and blood of Christ. We sometimes call it our Jerusalem. Kramer Chapel points to the classroom, which we sometimes call Athens. It is there that we do theology, biblical studies, systematic theology, practical theology, history. We love theology here, and we love the study of it, and we love coming together in worship. It's one of the things that gives us great joy. Joy in worshiping, joy in studying theology. Concordia Theological Seminary is all about the joy of being in Jesus.
Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, ctsfw.edu.